Meditations go out to everyone who is troubled, distressed in the disasters of Hurricane Dorian. And of course, anywhere around the world where there is trouble and distress and people are in need of assistance. So our meditation goes out as a prayer and as an invocation that their needs will be met, that their suffering eased, and that we as a collective humanity come to the aid of one another and reduce greatly the sources of suffering that can be reduced. A meditation is simple. The focus after you achieve a simple state, whatever that is for you, is to be that. Let the mind rest in that, as that. Therefore, the emotions will rest. Take your time with your physical body. Take your time. And then as a particular quality comes more forward, you notice it or it arises, but it's a quality, not a story or anything like that. Then we will sustain it gently with as little ego as possible. And then we will let it go. So we will engage it. That is to say, in order to sustain. But again, we want to find this, I don't know, we have to find a way to use the volition and the desire nature of the art of our personality, our ego, but also let it go. Obviously, to notice something, who's doing the noticing? Well, it's our sense of self. It is awareness noticing its own experiencing, its own experience. And the sense of volition, or the desire to sustain something, and then the effort to sustain something. Now, it doesn't matter if you're sustaining 40 minutes on an exercise bike, or you're sustaining a point of concentration because you're reading a book, or you're sustaining a quality in meditation. It doesn't matter what it is that we're sustaining. Some desire is there. Some effort is there. Some will, volition is there. And again, all of those, we're used to all of those being primarily from our personality. And we do that all through the day. We want to find within ourselves, but only it can only be found through, well, it can be found through a few exercises, but one of them is the one that we're doing right now. We want to find that gentleness with our sense of self, that it has a gentleness. And we also want to find a way to use these qualities and then let them go. In the letting go, other things will be discovered about sustaining, about a lot of things. So that's what we're doing. And then let the quality sustain, wax, and it will wane. Then let be. Don't look for something else. Don't jump to do the next thing. Just let be. But we are let be as awareness. We are letting be as focus, as clean, clear. To quote Lama Yeshe, clean, clear. And then if something else comes forward of a quality nature, we will again gently use will, desire, sustain it. And then as it begins to be sustained, and we can feel that, we again let go. We let go of the ego involvement in that. Okay? We smile. And I'm only going to speak for the first smiling and breathing. Then everyone is on their own. But again, take your time. Do whatever you need to settle. Settle the body. Settle the ego so that it's not like a racehorse. Okay, I'm ready. We're going to do this. No, no, no. Everybody with their sixth ray, whoever's got it, we have to chill that out. I have it too, so we have to chill that out. We smile with the world. And it includes a smile of benevolence and may all needs be met for the people that, you know, are struggling right now with storms. And there's all kinds of storms, not just weather ones. And we feel our breath underneath everything. Feel it coming and going, going and coming. Smooth, flawless. Now rest all meditation muscles. And simply be. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with the world. And we smile goodness into the world, goodness of the heart, that it might magnetize the same from everyone. Love it. Love you all. Create your day by doing this occasionally through the day. Sustain joy, sustain ease, sustain whatever it is that is worthwhile. Love you all. Create your day.